But that's it. He's over the lav once. If he still doesn't pay him, even from later on, then there's only an issa about the shur like midrabbanan. You have to keep on like paying him. You have to keep it up until you pay him. Tana rabbanan learned like this. Somebody says to his friend, "Say sochali poilim, go and hire for me a worker." And the friend goes and hires a worker for you. So the locker is shneim ein over mishum batolin. Not the owner and not the one that hired him. Neither of them, even if they don't pay him, the pay, they're not over the lav of batolin. Why? Zeh lefi shlei sochrin. The owner is not over the lav because it's not his schir. He didn't hire him. Vezeh lefi shein pulasei etzlei. And the one that did hire him, he's not over the lav of batolin because it's not upon him to pay. The owner has to pay him. Therefore, the Agresha said, "Like Karin and Bay, pull lost the Yitzchah." So, Mar says, "Hey, Kedami, what's the case talking about?" If the owner, when he told this worker that the worker said, "Scharchomalai, I'll pay you," now the servant that went to hire the workers, if the servant told them, "I'll pay you," if so, scharolov, then he has to pay them, and he hired them, so he should be over the lav of Baltolin. The Tanya we learned, if you hired a worker to work for you, and then when it comes to you, you showed him in your friend's place, you showed him to work by your friend's house. So the locker is, that you have to pay him a full wage, even though he didn't do the work for you, he did it by somebody else. But since you hired him, you told him you'll pay him, you have to pay him. And then, you have a right then to go to that balabas that received the work and charge him. According to how much enjoyment he had from this work, he has to pay you back. Zero, so if you hire a worker and tell the worker I'll pay you and go and work for somebody else, so you have to pay him. So here, the worker that hired him, he should be over the lav of Leitolin. So Gemara says, Leitzrichate, the case is, to Yomalhu, Schorcham Abal Habayis, that this workman that went to hire the other worker told him, you know, the payment will be upon the balabos. So therefore the balabos is not over the law because he didn't hire them. And the one that hired them is not over because he doesn't have to pay them. The Gemara says, Murema o Mazutra Agri Ladodi, they used to hire one for the other. In other words, they didn't hire their own workers in order that they should not be over this lav. They made this thing that he used to hire for him and he would hire workers for the other one. Omar Rabba by Rav Huna, Hani Shuki the Surya, the people that are working near the Shuk of Surya. So Lachar is Li Avri Mishum Bal Tolin. You know, the owners over there, if they don't, even though they don't pay him up on time, they're not over this lav of Bal Tolin. And the Mora says, why not? Because in the idea, the ayayim of the shuk is smichi. Like the workers understand the balabas meant to pay them the day of the shuk. The Rashi says it means balibatim shel surya shem magim lamoyis adyem ashuk. They don't receive, their owners don't receive their own money until the day of the market. So the workers understand that they'll first be paid the day of the market. Mora says, avim yishum bal tishoy vadiyayfer. Like once the market first goes by and he doesn't pay them, then for sure he's over this inyan of bal tishoy. Then the Gemara says, in the Mishnah, Schir Shoyis, Goy Bekol HaLaylo, Bekol HaYoyim. So the Gemara says like this, Omar Rav, Rav learns like this, Schir Shoyis, Diyoyim, Goy Bekol HaYoyim. It's like it depends. If you were hired to work a few hours by day, then you have a right to get paid by the end of the day. Schir Shoyis, Dalayla, if you work a few hours by night time, so Goy Bekol HaLaylo, you have a right to get your money by the end of the night. So the Mishnah means like, let's start him. Shmuel says no. Schir shoyis the yoyim, goy the kol hayoyim. True, if you're working a few hours by day, you have a right to collect just that day. But schir shoyis the laila, if you're working at night time, is a goy a few hours at night time, then Shmuel holds goy the kol laila the kol hayoyim. You have a right to get the money. The owner has a right to pay it first back throughout the whole next day. In other words, he holds that the night goes after the day. Like since it's the beginning of the new day, therefore the owner has the right to pay you back by the end of that day. Sumar says, Tanan, we learned, says the Mishnah, Schir Shoyis, Goyva Kolalala Vacholayoyim. So, for a few of the Rabbi Tikash and Rab, the Mishnah Saka, Mashmi, you can collect all day and the whole night. So, Moloch Rab will answer you, the Mishnah means, let's start them, Ketoni. It means at different sides, like this. If you worked a few hours by day, you have a right to get paid that day. If you worked a few hours by night, you have a right to get your money by that night. So Mar said, Tanam, going like this, Zeldi and the Mishnah, Hoye, Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, if you hire to work for a week, or for a month, or for a year, or for 7 years, Yotze, B'yom if you go, but you finish by daytime, go over Kol Yom, you have right to collect that whole day. Yotze, B'layla, go over Kol Alayla, B'chol Yom. You have right to collect the whole night and the whole day. So again, it's not like Rav. Smash me, do have a right to get paid the whole night and the whole night and the whole day. Oh, Moloch Ralph, Ralph says, Shura Tayetan Noyim, Takamachogat Tanoyim. The time you've learned. Schir Shoy is the Yoim. If somebody's working a few hours by day, go over Kola Yoim. Schir Shoy is the Lilo, go over Kola Lilo, different Reb Yuda. And that's like Rav Shita. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, Schir Shoy is the Yoim, go over Kola Yoim. True, if you worked a few hours by day, you have a right to be paid by the end of that day. But Schir Shoy is the Lilo, go over Kola Lilo, Kola Yoim. Enachanami. So it comes out that at the end of the Mishnah, the Kor goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the one that says that you could class, if you finished by nighttime, you have a right to be paid that night or the next day. Nithimur says, Mikanam of Mir was said that Kol HaKoivis Aschas Ochir Oivid HaShemois. Whoever holds back the pay from your worker, he's over 5 lavs. There are 5 lavin involved over here. Halolu. The Asay and 1 Yisr Asay. Mishum Le Sashoik Esrayecho. Umishum Le Sigzoil. Umishum Le Mishum Baut Sashoik Skir Oni. Umishum Baut Tolin. Umishum Biyoy Matitin Skor. That's Mrs. Asay. Like don't leave the mashkin by him. So Mar says, "Hani di yikabiyam mama lek of laila." The lav that apply by daytime does not apply at nighttime, and the yikabalaila lek of mama. What applies by daytime does not apply by night. But applies by night and does not apply by daytime. So Chura, this is a kasha. How could you tell me now there are 5 lavim and when I say the Chura, what applies by daytime does not apply at nighttime? So you can't really have like one time you're holding back the wages of your worker that you rub a 5 lavim. So Gemara says, true, I'm a Rav Chizdo, I'll tell you, shame schiras bialmo. It just means in the name of a schiras, what has to do with any of paying back your wages, there are 5 lavim involved. Now the Gemara says, Azehu hu oishek v'azehu gezel. What's the difference between Leishek and between Gezel? What's the difference? Some of Chizda says, Leich Vishuv. Leich Vishuv Zehu Oishek. If I tell you, go away and come back, like I keep on pushing you off, that's called Am Oishek. I'm just like oppressing you not to give you your pay right now. But what's going to be, Yesh Lecho B'yod, let's say the owner does have money in his hand. V'yeinim Oishem Lecho, and he's not paying up the worker, Zehu Gezel. That's called Gezel. So Rashi says, like Gezel Mashma Shonsoi Biyodai Amiyodai Mamish, like you're holding back what you have of his. So you're also, since you have the money you're supposed to pay him, and you're holding it back, that's called Gezel. Mask Yublor Rosh Hashes Eizel Oishik. What's called Oishik? Shechayv Olav Torah Korban. As the Torah says, it's Chayv Korban. In the case of an Oishik, it says that you Oishik your worker, and then you're a Kaifer, you make a Shvua that you weren't, and then we found out that you're a Sheker, you're a Shakran, so you have to bring a Korban. What's the case of an Oishik that you have to bring a Korban? So the Mora says, do me the Pekodin. It has to be just like a Pekodin. The Kokofalei, Mamoinoi. By the Pekodin of Shati, you denied money. So it's Mashmiah Oishik also, it has to do that you do not owe him the pay. Not like we just said, it means to say that I admit that I owe you the money. Just I tell you, go away today, come back tomorrow. I'm just like pushing you off. Here it's Mashmiah know that the love of Oishik is that you're denying, you're being kaifer, you're denying money. So Mar says, Ela rather Omer Oshashis. Nosatev lecho zeh Oishik. Yesh lecho biyodi v'yenen oisen lecho zeh gezel. Sumer says, Elo Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Nosatev lucho. If the owner says, I already paid you up, not his coffer. He's saying that I paid you up the money already. Zel Oishik, that's called the case of Oishik. What about Yesh lucho biyodi v'yein anois lucho? I owe you the money, but I'm not going to pay you. Zel Gezel, that's called Gezel. But the kids in both of them, there's a kfir here. Mask of law, bayo. Luchur no, like this pshat that the oishik is a kfir and not the gezel. I mean, so maskev labaya ezel hu gezel shechayv olav Torah korban dumi to pekodin. Luchur gazan has to be like a pekodin. If so, bina the kokof lememoina. By gazan also, it has to be that he's denying money. And just by saying that I have your money, I'm not giving it to you, you're not denying any money. Like you're not kaifa. You admit that you owe him. You're just saying you're not giving it to him. So this can't be the case of gezel. So the Gemara says, Elo Amar Abayo, Lois Charticha Meyolom, Zeho Oishik. If he says that I never hired you at all, that's called Oishik. It's a Kfira, you're denying it, but you're saying like I never hired you at all, that's called Oishik. What about if he says, Nesatev Lecho, that I already paid you up already? Zeho Gezel, that's called Gezel. But again, there's also a Maisa Kfira. You're denying, you're saying you did pay him up, but maybe really you did not pay him up. Moritz Kashnel, Rosh Hashanah, according to Rosh Hashanah, they started off to ask the question, Maishno Isha to Kashle, or Maishno Gezel to Kashle, how come Rosh Hashanah only asked the Kashle from Ishik, and he wasn't bothered by Gezel? So Omloch, he said back to him, Gezel to Gozle, for the Kafre. That by Gezel could mean that first he's stealing, and then later he's Kaifa. So the Kfir maybe could be later, that's why it wasn't bothering him. But the more Yoki is so, I feel Oishik Nami, do the Kafre, maybe Oishik also. What's your question? Learn out Oishik Domi the Gezel. It has to be Kfiro, maybe it was Kaifa later on. So more says, no Hoki Ashta. Bishle Mahosam Ksiv Oi Begezel, Machlal Bioidele, Mikara. Mashma that he first admitted it. So therefore the Kfir first came later. Elagabi Oishik Boy Oishik Miksiv Oibi Oishik Oi Oshaksiv Shosko Kfar Mashma right away Takob there was the Maisa Kfira. Rovam Rovis says, I'll tell you, Zehu Oishik, Zehu Gezel, no, the Pshat is no difference. Oishik and Gezel is really the exact same thing. If so, V'lo Machok and Akos of Lav Rolo Vishne Lavin. Why does the Torah make a separation? Why does the Torah say it twice? And Echnam Mateus only, Lav Rolo Vishne Lavin, that you should be over to Lavin. Now the Mishnah says, Echot Tzchor Osochar Odom, V'yechot Tzochar Behemo, V'yechot Tzochar Kelim, whether you hired a man to work for you, whether you hired somebody animals to work for you, or hired somebody's Kelim, you like rented a Kli, to a plow, to work for, to, that you should use, and you have to pay rent for it. So Yesh Poim Mishum B'yoim Etitin Tzchoroi, you have this Lav, or B'yoim Etitin Tzchoroi, or that's why you have to pay him at the right day. You also have the slav not to hold the money back. But if you have to pay back, a day or by night, you have to pay back. Amosai, when do we have these in Yonin that you're over the lav or the yest if you don't pay back? Is man shetovoy. Only if the worker came and asked you for his money. But loy tovoy, if the worker did not come and ask you for the money, ain't the waiver love, then the balabos is not over. Mashma is not to chayv upon the balabos to go and pay him, but rather he has to come and collect his check. He has to ask for it. Hamacho etzo chenveni, or etzo shuchoni, ain't a waiver love. Hamacho means, let's say he told the worker, listen, I owe you $100, and you're going to go out to the chenven to the storekeeper to buy $100 worth of food, I'll pay the bill there. Tell the person, like, I'll pay the bill, that's good, that's also called paying. Or etzo shuchoni, go out to the bank and say, I'll pay the bill, I'll let you take that $100 there, so that's called, like, he paid up. And the owner's not over the lav of Baltolin, he's not over any lav. Then the Mishnah says, that let's say the worker comes at the day when he's supposed to collect his money, and he says that the worker is not paying me, and the worker says, and the owner says, I'm not sure if I paid.